Oh, what a team, everybody. What a team and what a campaign. Thank you all so much. The first thank you I've got to do is to the people of this wonderful area who've looked after us so well. Stubbshire Cross Community Club, everybody. And how about Ashton Town FC? I did score two down here the other night. Thought I'd better mention that. They've hosted us as well. We're going to miss Galloway's, aren't we? Some of you are anyway, so thanks to Galloway's. I could keep going on. But the thing is, the people here obviously have put up with a lot of inconvenience over the last 5 weeks, but they've done it with incredible patience and good humour, because that's how people here are. That's the kind of the character of the people and the place, and it really came through in the by-election. So just huge thanks from us all to the people of all the proud places of the Makerfield constituency. Really, everything that you're about came through, and we all owe you a huge debt of thanks. I want to thank as well, I think you've just heard from them, you know, it's always the candidate likes to think that they win a campaign, but it's never the case. It's always the people who are really, really calling the shots. And I've got to kind of say today that this campaign was won by a band of strong northern power women. I wouldn't mess with them. And I suggest that you don't either. But Lou, Annalise, honestly, you've been immense. I could go through everybody. Grace, I'm going to shout you out as well. You've been absolutely brilliant. There's too many more to mention. But honestly, what a campaign they've led. And I'm so grateful to them. You will all know, if you go back to May, this part of the world, people here, issued quite a clear call for change. In fact, I would say it was more an instruction that things had to change. And somebody right here behind me understood how serious that call was. And I'm talking about Josh Simon. So it's something that I want to say, Josh, to you today. Such was the power of what people said in early May. You realised that this wasn't and couldn't be business as usual. It needed a response. It needed a profound response. And you did something incredibly selfless in stepping forward, working with me to see how we did respond to what people said. It is a significant sacrifice that you, Leah, who is somewhere, I think, over there, wherever you're there, Leah, and the family made. But I know you did it for all of the right reasons. And I think it's important this morning for me to put those reasons on the record and to thank you both, your family, publicly for what you did. Because it does now open up the space for the real change that the people of this constituency deserve. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Leah. So what is that change? I did talk about the need to change Labour in this campaign, and we've got to now take this moment to answer the challenges that have been laid down. I did describe it last night as a last chance to change, and I think that's how people here kind of saw it when I was talking to them on the doorsteps, and they said, well, Andy, maybe we can give you our support this time, but you know it's not a blank cheque. It's not ongoing. You have to respond to what people here are saying. You have to do something to make life more affordable, to put more money in people's pockets, to give people more breathing space again so that they can have a better life. That's what people were saying, and we must respond to that. We need an economy that works for everybody, not a few in far-off places from here, but an economy that works for people right here. We do need to bring down water bills, energy bills, rail fares, just as we've brought down bus fares in Greater Manchester, to make life more affordable for people. We do need an end to to trickle down economics, which didn't trickle down very much at all to places like this. We want to see a new drive of reindustrialisation across the north of England and indeed the rest of the country, and big change in Whitehall if that is to happen. And I'm talking about public procurement. It's about time we started backing British business and British industry so that we can reindustrialise places like this. And yes, let's change the education system so that young people growing up here have clear paths into that new industry. No more an education system dominated by the university route, but an education system that offers a path for everybody, academic and technical, in equal balance. That's what we need if we are to change this. And when I say change to public procurement, as a result of using the power of it, get more work placements for people, a guarantee of a work placement for every 16 to 18 year old who wants one, the guarantee of an apprenticeship. These are the kind of changes that we need if we are to give hope to young people growing up in this part of the world. And yet, a change too from the Home Office. I heard on so many doorsteps people's concerns about the unfairness of the immigration system, that cut price approach to procurement that means areas like this can end up like HMO Britain. It's not fair that they think that they can just operate like that and not hear the call of people here, the decent people here, who always will do the right thing, the compassionate thing, but not when it's unfair in terms of the way places like this are treated. These are the calls that we've got to hear, and this is the change that we've got to bring. And I say it again, it is our last chance to change, but we're going to take it, aren't we? We are going to take that opportunity, and we are going to lay out a new path for Britain. The one thing, the best thing that we can say about last night is that there was a risk, if you like, that we would carry on seeing Britain and the politics of our country go down a path towards greater darkness and division and ending up somewhere like the United States of America, where people don't talk to each other in the street if they vote different ways or in their workplace. We will not let that happen here. We will bring people back together. I said last night, I will be a Member of Parliament for everybody, however they voted. I will work on a place first, not a party first basis, respecting how people voted. I know people who normally vote for the Conservatives, the Liberal Democrats, the Greens, perhaps voted Reform in May. I know they gave me their votes to give me that last chance to do something, and I respect them for doing that, and I will always then work in the way that shows how much I value what they did. And that's the kind of change we need too, a change in our politics to make it work again for people. You know, I did say it last night and I mean it. The word Makerfield in the future must be known as a byword for the change that came to British politics. This is the moment. We've been on a path for 40 years that simply hasn't worked for people and places in this part of the world. And this now is the change moment. We have an opportunity to turn the tide, to make the country feel like it's working again, to make people see that politics can make a positive difference, to make people feel hope again. That is the main thing I think we need in this country right now, for people to feel a sense of hope that there is something better to work towards on the horizon. This election result has opened up the possibility that we can now move forward together towards that future. And that's what I'm going to do. I will work relentlessly to make what the people have voted for here happen. And we will do that together, won't we? We will take the energy of this campaign and we will bring it forward into changing British politics for the better, and to make this part of the world, if you like, the test, the Makerfield test at the heart of British politics. When policies come forward, if they don't work for people here, for the places of this constituency, if they don't lift people up, then they shouldn't happen at all. We've not had a country run on that basis before. Places like this have often been an afterthought. Westminster has looked past the communities of this constituency well no more. That changes today. I'm just going to finish by thanking you all again for thanking our friends in the media who've given incredible coverage to our wonderful part of the world. We've allowed the characters of this part of the world. I'm thinking of the Question Time audience and others who really, it all really, really shone through. But I'm going to come back to really what this is all about, the people. The wonderful thing about this by-election, and obviously it came about in very challenging circumstances, but the wonderful thing about this by-election is for the first time in our lifetimes, it put power where it should be, in the hands of people here. They were the ones who had that power, and they have used it, and they have told us what they want. Now we will deliver it. Thank you very much, everybody.